This is the first time I've been told to tell a story about myself. And I'm very happy that somebody wants to know. I was thinking, well, the first time I ever knew I had a career. I graduated from college with a degree in Russian literature. And I left college on a really rainy day. And I thought I could go to graduate school or I can look in the local daily for a job. And so I did the second thing because I hadn't applied to graduate school. And I found a little ad saying, join the circus. And there was the Clyde Beatty Cole Brothers Circus outside of town. So my friend, I had this other guy who said he wanted to do that too. And we both joined the Clyde Beatty Cole Brothers Circus. And they didn't even give me a job interview. They just hired me. And I spent, my job was to put up the tents. And we spent a lot of time putting these gigantic tents up because it was the largest tent circus in the United States at the time. And we just went up and down the East Coast for weeks and weeks and weeks until we finally got to Florida. And it was a wonderful experience for me. I've never gotten to the point where I was really good at something like putting up tents. And I never learned so much about clowns who you should watch out for, seriously. Because a lot of those clowns are actually failed actors. Bitter failed actors. I don't know if any of you are clowns, I'm sorry. But watch out for them. And we spent, I could go through a lot of stories, but apparently this is only 3 to 5 minutes. So they're going to cut me off. How many more minutes? Okay, well, we would go through little towns, and we weren't in any of the big cities, but we were in the little towns in places like Connecticut, in places like Northern Carolina, and places like that. And, okay, I remember one thing. There was a guy called Shorty, and he was very short, and he was very dangerous. I remember the elephants were not happy. And in fact, ASPC, American Society for Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, seriously, they're not taught very well. But the most important thing I remember is as we got toward autumn, I realized, and I became friends with a lot of people in these gigantic trucks, and I even became friends with the family of people who go on the high wire. And learned a little bit about what it's like to go on high wires with your family. And how every once in a while you start going through these cycles of falling off the high wire. And I thought, that's an interesting family life. And then toward the end of the experience, and this is really the most important part for me, is we had gone down to Florida. And my mother called me and said, what happened to you? We thought you were going to do something with your life. And so I had to go back. And on the last night, I think I suddenly realized how good I was at rolling out those tents. And I knew exactly what stakes to hammer in. And I knew what ropes to pull. And I knew what to say to the other guys, and I knew that this was my life. This was going to be it. And I had to leave. But as I left, the guy who owned the circus, or who was actually in charge of the tent builders, told me, John, you were meant for the circus. And that was it. That was my career.